Nesechtes Babasra, Daf Yud Daled, 13 lines from the bottom of Daf Yud Gimel Beis, and our Mishnah we mentioned the Kisva Kodesh Afal Pishish Name Reitzim Lo Yachleku, and Rashi explained that Kisva Kodesh refers to Choftal Tzvarim, but Regin Lekaisvam Bilgilian Kisefetari Shalanu, and they would write the Tzvarim in a scroll like our Sefetari, and Lefichach Gnaya Double Chatchon, and even if both parties of the Shutfus agree to split up their scroll, they could not do so because that would be a Gnai, and Rashi on Daf Gimel stated, "Uvekisvei Kodesh Sefeterishu b'Karach Echad v'chein Neviim uksuvim haksuvim b'Gilin k'Sefetera, which were written in scrolls like a Sefetera." And early on the Amid, the Gemara brought a memory of Shmuel, as Shmuel stated, "Leishanol b'Karach Echad al b'shnei kriyei scholkin," that if it would be made in two scrolls, then you'd be able to split up the partnership. And our Gemara now continues and discusses the scrolls of Teru Neviim and Ksuvim. And Tana Rabbanan, we learned in Brisa, "Madbik Adam Teru Neviim uksuvim k'Echad divrameya." And we may hold that a person could make one scroll that has all of Torah, all of Nevi'im, and all of Ksuvim in one scroll. And keep in mind that although you're allowed to do so, however, this Torah would be puzzled to read from, and you couldn't be Yotze Kriyas HaTorah from such a Sefer Torah that's written together with Nevi'im and Ksuvim. And Taisus explains that the Chiddush is, Afal Pi She'ef Sheshlayita Nevi'im and Ksuvim Al Gabi Torah, that even though when you're going to roll up the scroll, Nevi'im and Ksuvim will be on top of Torah, of Megillah Perak Beis Mashma De Asal Aniach, and in Megillah, it's Mashmonei now place Nevi'im and Ksuvim on top of Torah. However, Amayis Mechadish, that is only when the two separate scrolls, Avakshemu Dubok and Yachad, ain't a Gnai, but if Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim are written in one scroll, then there would not be a Gnai if Nevi'im actually get rolled up on top of the Torah. And the Brisa continues, Rabbi Huda argues on Rameya, and he says, Torah b'fnei atzma, Nevi'im b'fnei atzman, and Ksuvim b'fnei atzman, then you're not allowed to write Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim in one scroll. However, one could write Torah by itself, Nevi'im in its own scroll, and Ksuvim in its own scroll. And keep in mind that when the Gemara brings down Rabbi Yehuda Stoma, it's referring to Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi, the Chamim Kol Echav Echav B'fnei Atzmai, and the Chamim bring a third Shita, that all of the Nevi'im and Ksuvim have to be written in their own separate scrolls. And for example, Yeshua has to be written in one scroll, Shaiftim would be in another scroll, and Shmuel would be in another scroll, and you couldn't put them into one scroll. And Taisus explains, Rabbi Yehuda Ime Torah B'fnei Atzma, Loim P'nei She'asal Aniach that the reason why you can't write Nevi'im and Ksuvim together is not because you can't put Ksuvim on top of Nevi'im. And as Taisus says, Le'eshchan she'asal aniach el Nevi'im and Ksuvim al gabi Torah, as we only find that it's an Issa to put Nevi'im and Ksuvim on Torah, Avol Nevi'im al gabi Ksuvim ipchaloi, but we never find that it's an Issa to put Nevi'im on top of Ksuvim or Ksuvim on top of Nevi'im, Elohainu Taima, but the reason for Rabbi Yehuda is Shle'yira kol kamay Torah, as people shouldn't think that the entire Tanakh has the same Kedusha as the Sefer Torah, or Yakol Nevi'im, or all of these books are part of Nevi'im, Kehechid Amri Chacham Basachi, to Boshi, Kol Navi, Navi, Vnei Atzmai, and that is also the reason of Chacham that state that every single Navi have to be by itself, that Kol Chataima Shle Yenir Akol Kamay Navi Echad, and it must be, the reason is that it shouldn't look like all the different Svarim of Navi are really one Sefer, and Taisus states, Kach Nira L'Rashba, the Gemara continues, V'om Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Lai states, Maisu Baisus Ben Zainin, there was a story about Baisus Ben Zainin, Shehoi Lai Shmoin Nevi'im, where he had all of the eight Nevi'im that were attached together in one scroll, and he did this based on the Psak of Rabbi Elazar ben Zayah, which works out according to Rabbi Yehuda, that states Torah b'fnei atzman, Nevi'im b'fnei atzman, and Ksuvim b'fnei atzman, and of course the eight Nevi'im are Yeshua, Shaftim, Shmuel, Malachim, Yeshaya, Yirmiyahu, Yecheskel, and Treyasa. And the Brisa continues, V'yei Shemim, or as the Bachas Geres, V'chacham Remim, and the Chacham say, L'shitasam, that Loi Ho'loi, Ala Echad Echad b'fnei atzman, that he only had all these eight Nevi'im as separate scrolls based on the Shita that Chum stated, Kol Echav Echav B'fnei Atzmai. And the Brisa continues, Amar Rebbe, that Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi stated, Maisa Vevi'u L'fneinu, that there was a story and they brought in front of us, Teru Nevi'im Uksuvim Medubakim Echad, that although they brought one scroll that had Teru Nevi'im Uksuvim that was completely written in one scroll, and Bechshanim, and we still were Machshed, like the words Rameya, and certainly Rebbe is referring to Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, and previously when we spoke about Rabbi Yehuda, it's referring to Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi, and the Gemara continues, Ben Chumash L'Chumash Al Teir Torah Boshitin between each of the Svarim of the Torah, meaning between Bereshis and Shemais, Shemais and Vayikra, Vayikra and Bamidbar, Bamidbar and Varim, you have to leave four lines of empty space, and the Ritva hold that it has to be at least four lines, and it could be more than four lines, but the Rambam says, Lepachas Layoisa, the Brisa continues, Vichain being called Navi Lanavi, that there's also a requirement to leave four lines between every single Navi, over Navi Shel Shnei Masa, Gimel Shitin, however, between each Navi of Trey Asa, there is only a requirement to leave three lines, and some agurus who bein kol navi lanavi uvin navi shel shnei masel gimel shitin, that between every single navi as well as between every navi and trei asa, there is a requirement to only leave three lines and not four lines. And the brisa continues that although we just stated that between each sefer you have to have either three or four lines, however misayim amato maschum amalo, the end of one sefer ends at the end of a column and it finishes at the bottom of that page, then there is no longer a requirement to leave three or four lines, and you could begin the next sefer at the top of the next amud, at the top of the next column. And we will get back to Taisus, who discusses if this din is relevant to Torah or only to Nevi'im. And the Gemara continues, Tanan Banan, we learned to the Braisa, that if one wants to make one scroll of Torah Nevi'im Uksuvim, then you could do so. And of course, this would be like the Shita of Ramea. And the Braisa continues, and Rashi explains that when rolling up Sifri Nevi'im Uksuvim, they wouldn't have two Atzei Chaim, and they would only have one pole, and they would wrap the entire Navi and the entire Ksuvim around that pole. And Rashi seems to hold that when wrapping a Sefer Navi or a Sefer Ksuvim around that pole, then the beginning of the Sefer would be attached to that pole, and then they would wrap the rest of the Sefer around the rest of the parchment, and therefore when you open up that parchment, you would actually be starting at the end of the Sefer, and the beginning of the Sefer would be all the way to the other end. And our Gemara teaches us that when someone actually makes a scroll of a Navi, and prior to starting the Navi, he should leave enough blank parchment, that piece of parchment could wrap around the Amud and wrap around the pole, and this is done as a cover for the Sefer, as otherwise the letters of the Sefer would be wrapped around the pole and be used as a protection for the pole. And similarly, when the Sefer finishes writing the entire Sefer and the entire Navi, then he should make sure that he doesn't cut the parchment at that point, and he should leave enough extra blank space and enough extra blank parchment in order that that blank parchment could be able to be wrapped around the entire circumference of that Sefer. And once again, this would be a covered for the Sefer, as in this way you won't be using any parchment that has the words of the Sefer on it in order to act as a cover for the Sefer, and instead the extra blank parchment that you left at the end of the Sefer will be used as a cover for the Sefer. And the Braisa continues with Masayim Amato Maschum Amayla, if you're writing Sifri Nevi'im and you complete one Sefer of Navi at the bottom of an Amud, then you could begin the next Sefer of Navi at the top of the next column, and there is no requirement to leave an additional four empty lines. And we continue on Daf Yudalam and Aleph in Balachtei Chotech, and if you want to cut up Sifri Nevi'im, then you could do so. And the Gemara asks, my Kama, then what is the Chiddush that you could cut up Sifri Nevi'im? Certainly we know that it's definitely better to have separate Nevi'im and to have separate scrolls which each individual Navi, as the Chacham stated, and therefore why would this be a Chiddush that if you want to cut up Sifri Nevi'im, you could do so? And the Gemara answers, Hachi Kama, that in the Chanami, the Braisa is teaching us that the reason why when you get to the bottom of the Amid and you want to start a new Navi at the top of an Amid, then you don't have to leave four lines, is Shim Bolach Techotech. Since if eventually you want to separate each Navi and have them in their own scrolls, then you could do so, and it actually would be preferable to do so. Therefore, when you actually finish a Navi at the bottom of an Amid, then you should actually start the next Navi immediately at the top of the next Amid, as if you will actually go and cut up the Nevi'im and make them as separate scrolls. Therefore, the second Navi will not start four lines down from the top of the page, and that will actually be a pagam in the Sefer, as the first Amud will look different than the rest of the Amudim. And the Gemara continues that we just stated in this Braisa, Va'isa Bereisha Kedei Logal Amud, Uvesefer Kedei Logal Hekaf. And the Gemara asks, for a minute, I'll ask you a steer from another Braisa. The Braisa states, Tchila Sefer V'Sefer Kedei Logal, that at the beginning of a Sefer and at the end of a Sefer, you have to leave enough blank parchment in order to roll that Sefer. And as Rashi points out, the Havamina Gemara is, when the Braisa states Kedei Logal, it's referring to one shear and one set amount of space that you have to leave both at the beginning and at the end of the Sefer. And the Gemara therefore is, Kedei Logal Mai, what does the Braisa mean when it states Kedei Logal, I Kedei Logal Amud, if it means that you have to leave enough space in order to be able to wrap that extra space and the blank parchment around the actual Amud, Kasha Hekif, then it's a kasha, as the original Brisa stated, that at the end of a sefer, you have to leave enough parchment that you could wrap it around the entire circumference of the sefer. And ikadei logal hekav kasha amud, and if you're going to tell me that the Brisa means that you have to leave enough blank parchment that it could be wrapped around the entire circumference of the sefer, so then it's a kasha from the original Brisa that stated that all you need at the beginning of the sefer is enough blank parchment that it could be wrapped around the pole of the sefer. And the Gemara brings two terutzim. Number one, Amram Nachman Yitzchak Litzdodin Tani, that in the Chinami, when the Brisa states Tchila Sefer V'Sefer Kedei Logol, is not referring to one shear, and in the Chinami, at the beginning of the sefer, it means Kedei Logol Amud, and at the end of the sefer, it means Kedei Logol Hekef. The Gemara continues with the second teretz of Ashi Amar. Rav Ashi states Kitan Yahi B'Sefer Torah, that in the Chinami, when the second Brisa states Tchila Sefer V'Sefer Kedei Logol, that's specifically referring to our Sifri Torah, which actually were rolled onto two Atzei Chaim, and therefore, at the beginning of Bereishis and at the end of Mizayis HaBracha, at La'inei Chol Yisrael, you have to leave enough empty blank parchment that you could roll it around the actual Amudim. And of course, this would be a very small shear, and there's no requirement to leave enough parchment that it could be wrapped around the entire circumference of the Sefer Torah, since our Sefer Torah are wrapped around two Amudim. And the reason why we do this is because it shouldn't be Tirchet Tzibura, as if you would actually wrap it around one Amud, then every single time that you begin laning in Shul, you would actually be either at the end of Zayis HaBracha, according to Rashi, or according to other Rishonim, you would be at the beginning of Bereishis. And of course, it would take a while to get to the actual point that they had to start laning from. The Gemara continues, Kedetanya, as we learned in the Braisa, Kol HaSfarim Neglalim Mitchilas L'Seifon, after using any Sefer of Navi or of Ksuvim, they would roll the Sefer Torah on one Amud, and therefore they would roll it from the beginning of the Sefer to the end. And this seems to be the Gears of Rashi, and for example, when rolling Megillas Esther and opening it up again, it would actually unroll from the last Amud of Megillas Esther, and the beginning of Megillas Esther that states Vayhi B'mei Achashverosh would actually be attached to the actual Amud and to the Eitz Chaim. However, others are Gerus and Agamara, Kol HaSvarim Neglalim L'Tchilasan, that all Svarim referring to Sifri Nevi'im and Sifri Ksuvim would be rolled to the beginning, meaning when you roll up a Megillas Esther and then you start unrolling it, then it would actually unroll from Vayhi B'mei Achashverosh, and the part that was attached to the Amud was the last Amud where the Pasuk states B'dov V'sholom L'chozarei, and this is actually the way that we roll up on Megillas Esther. And the Braisa continues, however, V'sefer Torah Niglalam Tziasai, a Sefer Torah was rolled onto two Amudim and two Atzei Chaim, and therefore when rolling the Sefer Torah, wherever you were up to at that point, that's where you would stop and you would close the Sefer Torah as we do to our Sefer Torah. And because the beginning of Bereishis was attached to one of the Amudim and one of the Atzei Chaim, and the end of the Zayis HaBracha of La'ini Kol Yisrael was attached to a second Amud, therefore Va'islai Amud Eilach Ve'Eilach, in order to cover up the poles of the Sefer Torah, all you have to leave is a small amount of blank parchment that would be able to wrap around the poles, and there was no requirement Kedei Logol Hekef, and there was no requirement to have enough parchment to wrap around the circumference of the entire Sefer Torah. And the Braisa continues, Amar Blaz Reb Tzadik, Reb Blaz Reb Tzadik comes and confirms the minig to make a Sefer Torah with two Amudim and with two Atzei Chaim, as Kachor Yekaisi Sfarim Shiv Shlaim Oysin L'Sefreim. This was the minig of the Sefer Menu Shlaim, in that when they made a Sefer Torah, they wrapped the Sefer Torah around two Atzei Chaim. And the Gemara continues, Tanur Rabbanan, we learned to the Braisa, and the Braisa will discuss the most preferable way to make a Sefer Torah and what the size of a Sefer Torah should be. And the Braisa states, "Ein oisin Sefer Torah le'arko yisal kefa v'le'kefa yisal arkoi." Then, when making a Sefer Torah, the height should not be more than its circumference, and the circumference should not be more than its height. Meaning, the height of the Sefer Torah and its circumference should be equal. And this would be a kiyum of zekelin vanveyu. And certainly, this was not a din to the Eved, and certainly a Sefer Torah would be kasha. However, this is din l'chatchila, and as the Gemara will tell us, that it was very difficult to actually get to this point and to make sure that the Sefer Torah was exactly the size. And the Gemara tells us, Sholos Rabbi Shir Sefer Torah Bekama, they asked Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, how tall should a Sefer Torah be in order to make sure that if you write in the Sefer Torah with normal size lettering, then you would end up with the circumference of the Sefer Torah being the same size of the height of the Sefer Torah. And Amar Lahen, and Rabbi responded, Bigvil Shisha, when you're making a Sefer Torah out of vil, then you should make the height of the Sefer Torah 6 tefachim, and then if you write the Sefer Torah with normal letters, then the circumference of that Sefer Torah should be able to be 6 tefachim as well. And Rashi explains what is gvil, shu of, it's very thick, ve'kefei gadol, and therefore the circumference will be very large, sarach shish tefachim, and therefore the height of the Sefer Torah should be 6 tefachim, which is somewhere between 18 inches and 24 inches, zui midalias nigba b'shish tefachim hekav b'ksav beinli, as we explained. And the Gemara continues that they continue to ask Rabbi, b'klaf b'kama, that if you're using klaf to write a Sefer Torah, then how tall should the klaf be in order to make sure that the circumference of the Sefer Torah will be equal to the same height of the Sefer Torah? And as Taisus points out, that klaf is half of the thickness of gvil, and therefore the shaila is, what should the height be in order to make sure that you have a beautiful Sefer Torah? And Rabbi responded, in the idea that I don't know, as the Sfarim in the time of Rabbi were all written in gvil, and therefore he wasn't familiar with the Sefer Torah and the size that you needed when writing a Sefer Torah on klaf. And we will also see on Daf Yudal and Beis that the Gemara will take it for granted that the Sefer Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote were written on gvil. And keep in mind that we will get back to many Taisin and to many Rishonim once we complete the Daf. And the Gemara continues to tell us how difficult it was to be able to be Mishayer to make sure the circumference and the height of a Sefer Torah were exactly even and exactly equal, as Rav Huna Kos of Shivan Sifri Deraisa, that Rav Huna actually wrote 70 Sifri Torah, V'lo Yisram Le'elchad, and it was only one time when he was able to make sure that the height of the Sefer Torah and the circumference of the Sefer Torah were exactly equal. And the Gemara continues, Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Kosod Chada Mashched Igle, V'Yisram Le'elchad, Rav Acha Bar Yaakov wrote one Sefer Torah on calfskin, and it actually worked out that the height and the circumference of the Sefer Torah were exactly even and equal, and even though it wasn't very normal to write a Sefer Torah on calfskin, and therefore there weren't many people that had actual bekiyas and expertise in writing a Sefer Torah on calfskin. And the Gemara tells us, Yov be Rabbanon Anayu v'nach nafshei, and Rabbanon looked at Rabbi Acha Bar Yaakov, and Rabbi Acha Bar Yaakov died. And Rabbeinu Gershom says, Kanoi boy, that they were mekana him, and seems that caused an ayin hara, and therefore he died. And even though the Gemara just taught us Rav Huna wrote 70 Sefer Torah, and the Gemara continues, Omli Rabbanon Rav Nuna, Rabbanon Sefer Rav Nuna, Kosu Rav Ami Dal Mei Sefer Torah, that Rav Ami actually wrote 400 Sefer Torah, Amaluhu, and Rav Nuna responded to Rabbanon, Dilma Teret Sivulana Maisha Kosav, that it's impossible to write 400 Sefer Torah in someone's lifetime, and also have time to learn Torah, and therefore it's impossible that Rav Ami would have written 400 Sefer Torah, and therefore it must be that Rav Ami only wrote the Pasuk of Teret Sivulana Maisha Marash Akilis Yaakov 400 times. And as we know, in many Gemaras, the Gemara used the Lashon 400 as a Guzma, and potentially even wrote this Pasuk of Teret Sivulana Maisha even less than 400 times. Rashi writes, Teret Sivulana Maisha Marash Akosav Abba Meir's Pamim, and he wrote that 400 times. Aval Abba Meir's Sifri Teret Lekosav, Deim Ptai Adam Echad Lichtav Kulei Hai, as it's impossible for someone to have enough time in their lifetime to write 400 Sifri Torah. And I intase Dima Masal Dumo Teret Sivulana Va'imar Vayantam, Da'ifse Pasuk Kari Torah, that the Pasuk of Teret Sivulana Maisha Marash Akilis Yaakov is called Torah, Kedar Per Gimel de Sukkah, Kotan Yedei Ladaba, Ava Mulamed Torah, that a Kotan knows how to speak, his father should teach him Torah, and my Torah in the Gemara is, what is Torah? And the Gemara states, Teret Sivulana Maisha, and therefore we see that that's called Torah, and therefore when the Gemara stated, Rabbi Ami wrote 400 Sifri Torah, it's only referring to that Pasuk, and Ayin Mashah, that in Chanami, when he wrote his Psukim, he was writing it out for children that were starting to learn Torah. However, Ayin Teis Rosh, that states that in Chanami, there was Seferim that wrote 400 Sifri Torah, and then when they got to the Pasuk of Teret Sivulana Maisha, they left that for Rabbi Ami to write, and he wrote that Pasuk in the Sefer Torah, and it was considered as if he actually wrote the Sefer Torah, and the Rishonim bring this Gemara when discussing the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, and if a person could be Yotze Ksiva Sefer Torah by writing one Pasuk or by writing one letter. And as the Ritva brings down, the Kasra Rabbeinu Meir Levi, Vishamina Minah, demand the Kasav Hai Psukah B'Sefer Torah, B'Duchte L'Shem Sefer Torah, Ma'ilu Lava Kasav Ki'ilu Kasav Kulai, the Loi Ma'i Tarz Rav Menuna, but Ma'i Dasidu Kameh, the Kasav Abba Meir Sari, Ayin Sham. And the Gemara continues, Omli Rav Rav Zira, not Rabbi Yanai Abba Meir Kami, Rabbi Yanai planted 400 vineyards, Omalei Rav Zira said to Rava, Dilma Shtayim Kedega Shtayim, Va'achas Yetzi Zanav, that it's impossible that he would have planted 400 vineyards, as that would take a very long time, and it doesn't make sense that such an Adu Gadol would leave learning for such a long time, and therefore it must be that he only made what's called a vineyard in Halacha, which is defined as two vines next to two vines, and one coming out of the corner. And as Rashi brings down, Shtayim Kedega Shtayim, Shtayim Kedega Shtayim, Va'achas Yetzi Zanav, B'kach Kari Karim, L'gabi Lach Zeloh, B'ar And the Gemara continues, Meisvei will ask you a kasha from the Brisa of Melechas HaMishkan. The Gemara will bring a very long Brisa and ultimately will ask a question on Rebbe, who stated that when you make a Sefer Torah out of Gvil, the height should be 6 Tfachim, as based on the thickness of a Sefer Torah made out of Gvil, then the actual circumference of that Sefer Torah will be 6 Tfachim, and therefore, in order to make sure that the height and the circumference are equal, you should make sure that the parchment is 6 Tfachim high. And ultimately, on Daf Yudal and Rebbe's, the Gemara will finally bring this raya against Rebbe based on the size of the Sefer Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote, and as we stated before, that Sefer Torah was written on Gvil. And before we begin, let's point out that clearly the pasuk in Parshas Truma states, "Va'asu Aron atzei shitim, amasayim v'chitzi orkoi, va'am v'chitzi rochboi, va'am v'chitzi koimasoi." And the outer box was 2.5 amos long by 1.5 amos wide by 1.5 amos tall. And our Gemara will be in the machlekes between Rami and Rabbi Yehuda as to the size of an amor, and Rami will hold that the size of an amor that they used when measuring the size of the Aron was an amor bashisha tvachim, which means that every amor was 6 tvachim, or approximately 18 to 24 inches. And Lefi Rabbi Yehuda, the amor that was used when measuring the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash and the kelim of the Mishkan was the amor bas chamisha tvachim, and it only had 5 tvachim, which is approximately 15 to 20 inches. And this brisa will go into detail as to exactly what was placed inside the Aron. The brisa begins with the Shita Rameh, that everyone agrees that the Aron that Moshe made was 2.5 amis long and 1.5 amis wide and 1.5 amis, as we saw clearly in the Pesukim, and ba'ama bashishit tvachim. However, this amma was measured based on 6 tvachim, and therefore the measurements of the Aron in tvachim was 15 tvachim long by 9 tvachim wide and by 9 tvachim high. The Gemara will now go through what was placed into the Aron and what was placed in the length of the Aron, v'aluchas arkan shishav rachban shisha v'avin shloisha, and each one of the two luchas was 6 long and 6 tefachim wide and 3 tefachim thick, and munachas keneged arkan shel Aron, and they was placed in the length of the Aron, and therefore they took up 12 tefachim in the Aron, kama luchas eichlus b'Aron, and therefore how much space did the luchas take up in the Aron, shnei masat tefachim, as we explained, it took up 12 tefachim, nishtayru sham shloisha tefachim, and there was now 3 additional tvachim in the length of the Aron. Now we move a tefach, which would account for the thickness of the walls of the Aron, because you need a half a tefach for each of the walls, and and therefore at this point there's only 2 additional amos in the length of the Aron, and that is where the Sefer Torah that Moshe wrote was placed, and that Sefer Torah was also placed in the Aron, and the length of the Sefer Torah was placed to the width of the Aron, and the width of the Sefer Torah was in the length of the Aron, and the entire width of the Sefer Torah took up 2 tvachim. And Rami continues that had I known that the Sefer Torah was in the Aron, as Shenema, as the Pasuk Melachim Aleph states, Ein ba'Aron rak shnei luchos avanim asher niach sham Moshe b'chorev asher karas Hashem b'nei Yisrael b'tzeisim eretz Mitzrayim, that the only thing that was in the Aron were the 2 luchos avanim that Moshe placed there. And the Gemara states, my Ein ba'Aron rak, why does the Pasuk state that there was nothing in the Aron except, and the Gemara points out that the Lashon of Ein and Rak are both miyutim, and miyut achamirut ve'in miyut achamirut el rabbis, and when we have 2 miyutim, it must be coming to remember something, as we know that 2 negatives equal a positive, and therefore it's coming to teach us that the Sefer Torah was munach ba'orin, that the Sefer Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote was also placed in the Orin. And the Brisa continues, pinas the Orin la'arkai, so now you explain what the entire length of the Orin was used for, and why HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to make sure the Orin was 2.5 abis long, say upanis Orin la'arkai. And now let's figure out what the width of the Aron was used for, as Kabal Luchas Eichus Ba'Aron Shisha Tfachim, as we know the Luchas took up a 6 Tefach area, as we know the Luchas was square and it was 6x6, and the Shtayr Sham Shlesha Tfachim, and there was now 3 Tfachim that remain. Once again, say Mehen Tefach Chetzel Lekaisel Zeh Vechetzel Lekaisel Zeh, remove a Tefach, as you need a half a Tefach for each of the walls, and the Shtayr Sham Shnei Tfachim, and now there's 2 Tfachim that are left over. Ramei explains that the reason why we had these 2 Tfachim, in order to make sure that when they wanted to remove the Sefer Torah out of the Aron, that it would not be difficult to remove the Sefer Torah, and therefore they left the additional 2 tefachim in order to make sure that it would be easy to take the Sefer Torah out of the Aron. And Rashi says that how do we know that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Sefer Torah? As the Pasuk states in Parshas Vayelech, in Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Tes, Vayitna al Kohenim bnei Levi hanoisim es arayim bris Hashem. They'll call Zikni Yisrael, and therefore we see that this Sefer Torah had shaychus to the Kohanim and to the Aroin. The Brisa continues. Rabbi Huda argues on Meir, and he says ba'amah baschamisha tvachim. Then when Moshe Rabbeinu built the Aroin, he actually used a measuring stick for an amah, which was 5 tvachim, and therefore the measurements of the Aroin were actually 12.5 tvachim by 7.5 tvachim by 7.5 tvachim. And Rabbi Huda now goes through the cheshbin as to what was put into the Aron and what took up the space. The Brisa continues, Va'luchos Orkan Shishav Rachman Shisha Va'Avin Shloisha. Rabbi Huda agrees that the Luchos was 6 tvachim long and 6 tvachim wide and 6 tvachim thick. Menachos Ba'Orkan Shel Aron, and they were placed in the length of the Aron, and therefore they took up a full 12 tvachim. Kama Luchos Eichos Ba'Orkan Shnei Masa Tvachim, as we explain, Nishtayir Sham Chetzi Tefach, and according to Rabbi Huda, there was only another half a tefach left over, Etzba L'Kaisel Zeh, Ve'Etzba L'Kaisel Zeh, and we know there are 4 etzbos in every tefach, and the fear of Yehuda, the thickness of the walls of the Aron were very thin, and they were actually only an etzba each, and therefore the entire thickness of both of the walls of the Aron were only a half a tefach, and Zeh Pinasta Aron L'Arkai, and based on this cheshbin, we're able to explain what was in the Aron to its length, and L'Fir of Yehuda, all that was in the Aron were the Shnei Luchas Avonim, and Seu Panis Aron L'Rachpai, and let us figure out the width of the Aron and what was in the Aron in its width. And once again, the Gemara states, Kama Luchos Oichlus Ba'Aron Shisha Tvachim, that Luchos took up 6 Tvachim, as the Luchos was 6 by 6, and since the width of the Aron was 7.5 Tvachim, therefore Nishtai Yisham Tefach Mechza, so now there's only a Tefach Mechza that remained in the width of the Aron, and Seimehen Chetzi Tefach, Etzba L'Kaisel Zeh, Ve'Etzba L'Kaisel Zeh, and since we previously explained that Lefi Rabbi Huda, the thickness of the walls of the Aron were only an Etzba each, and therefore the 2 walls to the width of the Aron were 2 Etzbais, or half a Tefach, and all that now remains is 1 tefach, and they placed amudim in that space, and these were silver rods that were used for fillers and were used to beautify the Aron. And Ayin and Ba'an Taisis Dilam Asra Shabahen Amudim Oindim, Nil Rabbi Natam, the similar Amadis Yisrael, that these amudim symbolize that Klai Yisrael would have a kiyum, will always survive, and they didn't make them out of gold, in order not to remind the Kodesh Baruch Hu about the Maisa Egel, the Ein Kategu Nas Senega, the Chen Amrin Brashana, Shemuchachi Loyai Koyim, Mishamish Lefnai Lefnim, Yem Kippurim, the Big Day Zav, and that is also why the Kohen Gadol did not use the Big Day Zav when he went to the Kodesh Kedoshim on Yom Kippur, and even though the Arn itself, which was in the Kodesh Kedoshim, was also made out of gold, however, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah explains that the only time that we say Ein Kategu Nas Senega is only by Mechapa, and the Arn itself was not a Mechapa, but the Kohen Gadol himself went in for Kapara, and therefore he could not wear Big Day Zav, and similarly, since these Amudim actually symbolized Hamadis Yisrael, they were also considered for Kapara, and therefore the same cloud of Inkatega Nasanega applies. That's why they were made out of silver. And Taisa's quotes from the Piyut on the first day of Pesach that states, Tavnes Oisi Yosef, Amudim Asav Kesef, and he explains that the Piyut is saying, Bishvil Tavnes Oisi Yosef, because of the simon of Yosef, the Hainu Egal, the Yosef Nikrishar, Shinam Mechosh Shari Hadalai, Melkach Amudim Asav Kesef Leizav, and because of the Egal, therefore we had to make the amudim that were in the Kodesh Kedoshim out of silver and not out of gold. And the Gemara states, Shinema, and how do we know that there was amudim in the Aron? As the Pasuk states in Shir HaShirim, Apirin Asu Haloi HaMelech Shleimoi Me'atzei HaLevanon Amudim Asu Kesef Rividasei Zav Merkavei HaGomoin Toichu Ratzav Ava Mibreis Yushalayim. And Rabbeinu Gershom explains, when the Pasuk says Apirin Asloi Ze'orin, this refers to the Aron, and when the Pasuk says HaMelech Shleimoi, it's not referring to Shleim HaMelech, but HaMelech Shalom Shaloi, it's referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is the owner of all of peace. And the Pasuk states, Amudim Asa Kesef, and the Amudim of the Aron were made out of silver, and therefore we see that there were Amudim in the Aron, and Rashi explains, Sheboy Amudim Oindim, Beis Amudim Kesef, Kamin Amudim Sefer Torah, Sheikhim La'arkoi, Valuchus Beineim, and you had 2 of these Amudim that were placed in the Aron, the Luchus were placed between these 2 silver rods. And the Gemara continues, that Lefir HaMeah, there was placed in the Aron to put the Sefer Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, there is no extra space in Aron, and where was the Sefer Torah Munach? And the Gemara states, for Agar Rabbi Shishigur by Plishtim, Darin Lel Kesol, Munach Mitzidai, and after the Plishtim stole the Arayin, and then they sent it back to Klai Yisrael, they sent a box filled with gold as a present together with the Arayin, and that box was left in the Kodesh Kedoshim next to the Arayin. Shenem, as the Pasuk states in Shmuel Aleph, Ulukachtam as Arayin Hashem, and Hussatim Oisar El Hagola, Ves Klai Azov, Ashay Shavaisim Loi, Oshem Tasimu Ba'agiz Mitzidai, Vishalachtam Oisar V'holach, and Rabbi Yehuda continues, V'olav Sefer Ter Munach, and is on that box that the Sefer Terah would rest. Shenem, as the Pasuk of Ayelach says, Lokech HaSefer Terah Azeh, V'samtam Oisar Mitzad Arayin Bris Hashem Alekechem, V'hoi Yisham B'chol Eid, therefore Mitzad HaYimunach V'loi B'toichai, and clearly we see from the Pasuk in Pasuk of Ayelach that the Sefer Terah was placed on the side of the Arayin and not inside the Arayin, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda has a riot to his Shita. Rabbi Yehuda continues, Umani Mekayim Eim B'Arayin Rak, that L'maisa Rameya had a riot, that it must be there was something else that was in the Arayin, as the Pasuk uses two miyutim and ein miyad achamiyad el rabbis, and l'chur it's coming to him abad sefer Torah. And Rabbi Yehuda explains, and we continue on daf yadalam on beis l'rabbis shivru luchay shemunachim b'arin, that this comes to include that the broken parts of the luchays that Moshe Rabbeinu broke after the eagle were also resting in the Arayin, and as Rashi says tachas haluchays, that they were placed underneath the new luchays and underneath the luchay shniyos. And the Brisa just finished going through a machlekes between Rami and Rabbi Yehuda, and as Rashi stated, the whole basis for the machlekes is that Rameya holds that all the amis in the Beis Hamikdash were bainus and they were based on shishish tvachim. Rabbi Yehuda is going l'shitasa in Masech the Sukkah that he holds that midas aron ba'amas shel hei tvachim ha'isa, and Rabbi Yehuda l'tamei the kama amas kelim ba'amas bas chamisha, that when measuring the kelim in the Mishkan, then they use the amas bas chamisha tvachim. And of course we know that there are three different types of shirim for amis. The Gemara continues that Rabbi stated that when writing a sefer Torah on Gvil, you should make sure the height is 6 tvachim, as based on the thickness of Gvil, when writing a sefer Torah in normal letters, then the circumference of that sefer Torah will be 6 tvachim. Now, as we mentioned before, that we have a Kabbalah that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote his sefer Torah on Gvil, as the Rashba states on Daf Yudalim and Aleph, beklaf bekama shamina dekaisin sefer Torah al klaf, that from Rebbe we see that you're allowed to write a sefer Torah on klaf, the afal pishu sefer Torah shasa Moshe hoya al Gvil bin mashe hikshu begemarim menu, based on the fact that the Gemara will ask a question from Moshe Rabbeinu Sefer Torah, so we see that Moshe Rabbeinu Sefer Torah was written on Gvil. However, mikol mokem mehadu Rebbe shaminan shemutal kaisva al klaf, and the Rashi was bothered that how could we ask a question for the Sefer Torah of Moshe, as maybe Moshe wrote his Sefer Torah on klaf, and the Rashi points out mishal Moshe mekubal hayu biyadam shahayu al Gvil, and there was a kabbalah that Moshe's Sefer Torah was written on Gvil. Finally, at this point, the Gemara asks the question, v'isal kadaitach Sefer Torah kefuv vav tvachim, and if you're going to tell me that when a Sefer Torah is written on parchment or Gvil, then its circumference is 6 tvachim, mechte let us see, kol sheyesh be'kefa shleishet tvachim, yesh be'reichu tefach, that we know that any time that you have a circumference of a circle that is 3 tvachim, then its diameter is 1 tefach. Therefore, if the Sefer Torah of Moshe was written on Gvil, then if the Sefer Torah is wrapped around 1/8 tzchayim, then the circumference would be 6 tvachim, and the diameter of that Sefer Torah would be 2 tvachim. And we know that the formula to find the circumference of a circle is by multiplying the diameter times pi, which is generally 3.14, and our Gemara is rounding off pi to 3, and if the diameter of the Sefer Torah is 2 tvachim, then 2 times pi, or 2 times 3, equals 6 tvachim, which will equal the circumference. And the Gemara continues that this would make a lot of sense if a Sefer Torah would be wrapped around 1 amud, 1/8 chayim, however, but since we stated that a Sefer Torah is wrapped around 2 amudim, so nafesh leim mitrei tvacha, so the diameter of the Sefer Torah Moshe Rabbeinu will be more than 2 tvachim, as we now have to account not only for the scrolls itself, but Ravcha de Beni Beni, but also for the little bit of space that is created between these two scrolls when they're wrapped together and when they're rolled together. And therefore, the Gemara is betray pushchi hechi yosef, that how is it possible that this Sefer Torah was able to fit in the area that was only 2 tvachim wide? If the Free Rebbe, the circumference of the Sefer Torah was 6 tvachim, and therefore the diameter of the Sefer Torah when it was wrapped around 2 amudim was more than 2 tvachim. The Gemara answers, Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov, the Rav Acha bar Yaakov explains, Sefer Azara l'tchilasu l'niglal, that the Sefer Torah that was in the Arayin, and it was called the Sefer of the Azara, was actually only wrapped around 1 amudim, and since the circumference was exactly 6 tvachim, therefore the actual diameter was exactly 2 tvachim. And the Gemara asks, Vakati trei betrei hechi yosef, that in the Chanami, you're now telling me that the Sefer Torah's diameter was 2 tvachim, but it's impossible to fit something that's exactly 2 tvachim into an area of 2 tvachim. And the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Rashi, the karch be porter, the karch le'el, the inachinami, they would wrap most of the Sefer Torah around one amud, and then they would take some of the additional part of the Sefer Torah, and they would wrap it by itself, and they would place it on top of the Sefer Torah, and even though it wasn't wrapped fully around two amudim, and it was only wrapped around one amud, but ultimately they made another small scroll that they placed on top of it in order to make sure that the Sefer Torah could fit into the Aron, and as we know, the height of the Aron was 9 tefachim, and therefore there was enough space to place some of the parchment on top of the Sefer Torah. And Rashi explains why was the Sefer Torah that was in the Aron called the Sefer Azara. As Rashi states, Sefer Shekasa Moshe Boi Koyim Bazara Pashta Melech Bahakel the Koyim Gadol B'Yam and Kippurim. The Gemara continues, Rabbi Huda Mekameh Delesi Agri Sefer Torah Hechi Av Yosef, prior to the Plishtim giving the present of this box to the Beis HaMikdash, where was the Sefer Torah placed? And the Gemara explains, Daf HaVenafik Minei V'Yosef Olovei Sefer Torah, that there was a board that was attached to the Aron, and they placed the Sefer Torah on that board. And the Gemara continues, Rameo Hai Mitzad Aron Mai Ovidle, the Meister Rabbi Yehuda brought the Pasuk in Pash Vayelech to prove that the Sefer Torah was placed on the side of the Aron and not inside the Aron, as the Pasuk states, L'Koyach HaSefer Torah is there, V'Samtem Oysay Mitzad Aron Bris Hashem Alekechem V'Hoyu Shem B'Chol Eid. And the Gemara explains, Ho Mi Boilei De Mistach Lei Mitzad V'Lei Mistach Bein Eluchei U'Lo Oilem B'Gavei Min Atzad, that in the Chanami Rameo learned that the Pasuk is teaching us that the Sefer Torah should be inside the Aron, but you shouldn't think that the Sefer Torah should actually separate between the two luchais and you place them between the two luchais, and instead you should make sure the two luchais are together and they would take up 12 tefachim, and then you would have room to place the Sefer Torah right next to the luchais. And in a chanami, when the pasuk states that you place minatzad, it just means on the side of the luchais but inside the Aron. The Gemara continues, Ramei amudim hechi havakaimei, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you place the amudim inside of the Aron, but according to Rameya, where would these amud in place? And the Gemara explains that certainly based on the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Rameya certainly agrees that they were amudim, but these amudim were placed outside of the Aron. And the Gemara continues that Lefir Rabbi Yehuda, the Shivri Luchois were placed in the Aron, and his Makar was from the Pasuk that states, Ein Ba'Aron Rak Shnei Luchas Havanah Mashenich Sham Moshe, and it was Miyad Achamiyat, and Ein Miyad Achamiyat El Rabbis. However, Rameya already used this Miyad Achamiyat to teach us that the Sefer Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote was also placed in the Aron, so therefore the Gemara asks, Rameya Shivri Luchas to Menachem Ba'Aron Menolei, how does Rameya know that the Shivri Luchas were placed in the Aron? And Zakti Gemara Nafkalei Midrav Huna, that he actually learns it based on the Makar of Rav Huna, Dam Rav Huna Ma'idach Siv, what is the Pasuk in Shmuel Bay state when it says, Ashenikra Shem Shem Hashem Shavakais Yoshiva Krumulav Melamish Luchas V'Shivri Luchas Menachem Ba'Aron, by the fact that the Pasuk says the Lashon Shem twice, therefore it's telling us that not only were the Luchas Shnius in the Aron, but the Shivri Luchas of the Luchas Rishonis were also in the Aron. And the Gemara continues, V'idach, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, what is doing this pasuk of Ashenikra Shem Shem Hashem Tzavakais, and why does it say the Lashon Shem twice? And the Gemara explains, Rabbi Yehuda will learn this pasuk based on the din of Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Shem Mechai, Melamed Shashem V'chol Kinuah Menachem Ba'Aron. Rabbi Yechon stated in the name of Rabbi Shem Mechai that this teaches us that the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as well as all the Kinuim of the Shem Hashem, were all written on a piece of paper or on a piece of parchment, and they were placed in the Aron. And the Gemara now goes back to Rameya, V'idach Namim Boi Leilachi, that L'chir Rameya also needs a pasuk to teach us that Hashem V'chol Kinuah Menachem Ba'Aron. And the Gemara states, Ein Chanami, that Rameya actually learns that Hashem V'chol Kinuah Menachem Ba'Aron from the pasuk in Shmuel Beis, El Shivri Luchais to Menachem Ba'Aron Menolei, and where is Rameya's Makar that Shivri Luchais were placed in the Aron? Nafgalei Menatani Rabbeisif, he learns it from the Braisa that was taught by Rabbeisif, the Tani Rabbeisif, Asher Shibata V'samtem, as the pasuk states in Pashas Eikah, V'echter Ba'al Luchais as Advar Mashahoyu Al Luchais Rishonim Asher Shibata V'samtem Ba'Aron. And even though the Pasha of the Pasuk is telling us that you should place the Luchas Shniyais into the Aron, however we learn out, Melamed Shaluchas V'Shivri Luchas Menachem Ba'Aron, that's also teaching us that not only were the Luchas Rechreinis in the Aron, but the Shivri Luchas of Luchas Rishonim were also placed in the Aron, and we read the Pasuk, Asher Shibata V'samtem, that even the Luchas that you broke should be placed in the Aron. And V'idach, and what does Rabbi Yehuda do with his Pasuk? Ahumi Boilich Reish Lakish, he needs this for the Drush of Reish Lakish, the Amr Reish Lakish, Asher Shibata, when the Pasuk tells us that you broke, I'm happy that you broke the Luchas Rishonis. And as Rashi says, that even though Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchas on his own and he didn't take counsel with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu was maskim to his thoughts, and he was maskim that it was proper for him to break the Luchas. And Rashi explains that both Tani Rabbi Yosef and Reish Lakish learned this limud out of the pasuk based on the fact that the words that shishibarta are extra, as the pasuk could have just stated ve'echtav al aluches as a dvar mashayu al aluches u'rishaynis v'shlamtam ba'orin, and didn't have to say shishibarta, as we know that the luches u'rishaynim were broken. And we continue with the Gemara, and the Gemara will bring the seder of neviim and suvim. The Gemara will actually have a different seder than our typical seder, as our seder is Yeshua Shaftim Shmuel Malachim Shaya Yirmiyah Cheskel and Treyasa. In our Gemara states Tana Bonan, we learned to the Brisa Sidrin Shel Neviim Yeshua Shaftim Shmuel Malachim Yirmiyah Cheskel Shaya Shneimasa. And as we mentioned, we actually place Yeshaya prior to Yirmiyah. And the Gemara continues that we know that the first sefer of Treyasa is Hosea, and the Gemara is Mechtei Hosea Kodim, the Lemaisa Hosea actually was prior to Yeshaya, and therefore chronologically Hosea should come before Yeshaya. The Gemara proves that Hosea came before Yeshaya. The Chsiv, as the second pasuk in Hosea states, Tchilas Dibe Hashem b'Hosea, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu first spoke to Hosea, and the Gemara is V'chiyum Hosea Dibe Tchila V'aloyim Mishvad Hosea Kamen Neviim Hayu. That certainly the pasuk cannot mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Hosea first, as certainly there were many Neviim from Moshe until Hosea, and therefore Hosea couldn't have been the first Nabi. Rabbi Yechon explained what the pasuk means is Tchila L'abon Neviim Shestabu Ba'Isaperek, that he was the first of the four Neviim that all said Nevuah during the same period of time, Ve'eluhain, and Ve'eluhain is referring to the following Nevi'im, Hosea v'Yeshaya Amos u'Micha, and therefore we see that Hosea was prior to Yeshaya, and the Gemara is V'lekad ben Hosea b'Reisha, and therefore Sefer Hosea should be prior to Yeshaya. And Rashi explains what does the Gemara mean when it said Shedisnabu ba'Isa Perek, and what Tekufa are we referring to? Zok Rashi b'Mei Oisim ha'Malachim, and during the reign of the following kings of Uziyah, Yosim, Achaz, and Yechezkiah, and by Bar Nevi'im Halalu Kosov Kain, and by all four of these Nevi'im, it states these four kings, chutz mi Micha, aside from by Micha, shloihoi b'mei Uziyahu, that he wasn't in the time of Uziyahu, although he did live during the time of Yosim Achaz and Yechizkiah. Gemara answers, kiven dechsiv nevuase, gabi chayaga zechayim malachi, v'chayaga zechayim malachi, seif Nevi'im havu, choshvloi b'adayu, that although Hosea lived earlier than Yeshaya, but l'maisa his nevuas were only written down at the time of chayaga zechayim malachi, which were the seif Nevi'im, and they are actually listed as the last of the Treyasa, and therefore we also included Sefer Hosea in Treyasa, and we placed Hosea at the beginning of the Treyasa because he was the earliest of the Treyasa, and since Hosea was written at the same time of Chagat Zechariah Malachi, therefore we couldn't take the entire Treyasa and place it before Yeshaya. But the Gemara is V'lichter V'lichudei V'lichadmei, then why don't we write a separate Sefer for Hosea and make sure that that Sefer goes before Yeshaya, and why do we include Hosea in Treyasa? And the Gemara answers, I desut the mikars, that since Hosea is such a small Navi, therefore if we would have kept it as a separate Navi, then potentially it would have been lost. And even though Hosea has 14 prakim, but the total number of psukim is only 197 psukim. And the Gemara continues and asks a question regarding the placement of Yeshaya, and this question is not relevant according to our Seder, as in a Chinami, our Seder goes chronologically. And the Gemara states, Mechta Yeshaya Kodem Yirmiyah V'Cheskel L'Kadmin L'Yeshaya B'Reisha, the L'Chor Yeshaya was prior to Yirmiyah Nicheskel, and therefore Sefer Yeshaya should be before Yirmiyah Nicheskel. And the Gemara answers, Kibud Melachim Sefer Chorbana, that since the end of Sefer Melachim speaks about the Chorban, the Yirmiyah Kuli Chorbana, and the entire Yirmiyah speaks about Chorban, the Yecheskel Reisha Chorbana V'Sefer Nechamta, and then Yecheskel begins with the Chorban, but it ends with the Nechama, the Yeshaya Kuli Nechamta, and Sefer Yeshaya is completely about the Nechama of Klai Yisrael and consolation, and therefore it makes sense that some Chidon Chorban L'Chorbana, when making the order of the Nevi'im, we place Chorban next to Chorban and Nechama next to Nechama. And Rashi points out that Chag Zechayim Malachar was Sefer Shel Nevi'im, Shehin Hayu Bayesheni B'Shashtayim L'Deyavish Ha'Achrein, and they were part of the Anshe Knesset Gedola, and they were in the second year of the Deyavish Ha'Achrein, which we generally associate as the son of Esther Hamalka. And Rashi states, Yeshaya Kodom L'Yirmiyah V'Cheskel, Shrei Yeshaya B'mei Uziyah V'Yirmiyah B'mei Yoshi Ubanav Nisnav B'Yushlayim V'Cheskel B'Gedola B'mei Tzidkiyah. We know that the order of Treyasa is Hosea, Yoel, Amos, Avadia, Yoino, Micha, Nochem, Chavakuk, Tzefanya, Chag, Zechayim, Malachi. And the Gemara will now continue and discuss the order of Ksuvim. And our order of Ksuvim is Tehillim, Mishlei, Iyo, Sheashim, Rus, Eicha, Kalas, Esther, Daniel, and then what we call Ezra and Nehemiah, and then Divrei Hayamim. And our Gemara states Sidrul Shel Ksuvim, Rus, V'Seifa Tehillim, V'Iyav, U'Mishlei, Kehelas, Sheashim, V'Kinis, Daniel, Megillas, Esther, Ezra, V'Divrei Hayamim. And Rashi explains the order of our Gemara, Rus Telem Iyav, Rus Kodma B'mei Shvayda Shaftim, that Rus was first as he was during the Shmei Hashoftim, Tehillim David Amoran, that Tehillim was stated by David, who called him Eiv. Chronologically, David comes prior to Eiv, command Oma, Bimei Machashvahaya, based on the man Oma that we will have in Daf Tezvav, that says that Eiv was Bimei Machashvah, and therefore the order is Rus, Tehillim, and then Eiv, and then afterwards is Shleisha Sifri Shleima, and we continue Mishle Kalash and Shir Shirim, which are all Svarim that were written by Shleima Melech. Why is Mishle and Kalash before Shir Shirim? So Rashi states Mishle and Kalash named Sifri Chachma and Shir Shirim near Be'inai Sha'amulei Siknasai, as this is the Sefer that Shleima Melech wrote when he was older. And Rashi says Kinnis Yirmi Amorin Shoya Achas Shleima, and Yirmi was after Shleima, and Kinnis of course refers to Megillas Eicha. And Daniel Rashi states Ach Yirmi B'mein Nevuchanetzer B'Goyla, and this was after Yirmi, and it was during the time of Golus. And chronologically, Esther comes afterwards because she was during the time of Achashverosh. And finally, Ezra and Nehemiah is after that. And as Rashi says, Achra b'meidei Yovash Hasheni sha'omen acha Achashverosh. And finally, the Reyomim, which is a recap of history. The Gemara now is l'mada oma iyo b'mei Moshe haya l'kad mele iyo b'resha, that according to the mada oma that will state that Eiv lived during the time of Moshe, so l'chur iyo should be the first of the Ksuvim. And the Gemara answers askul perunus olei maschilinon, that we didn't want to start with Peronius, and therefore we started with Rus and then Sefer Tehillim and Eiv. L'chur, based on the Gemara's question, it's a bit tzarech beyond Rashi, as Rashi says that this brisa is going dafkel fi d'manda oma that hold that Eiv was b'mei Shiva. And it could be that Rashi's point is that l'maisa, if Eiv would have lived during the time of Moshe, then we would have at least put Eiv second. And over here we actually stated that Rus comes first and then Sefer Tehillim, and only after Tehillim did we put Eiv. And the Gemara continues that if you're telling me that we don't start with Peronius, Rus nami Peronius, that Rus also discusses Peronius, as Rashi says, Rav, there was a hunger, Vigolus, Umisis Elimelech Abanov, and the death of Elimelech and his children. And how is it possible that in Ksuvim we place Rus first? And the Gemara responds, Peronius Disli Achris, that Rus is Peronius that has an Achris and has hope, as at the end result, it actually turned out very well. And as Rashi says, Sefer Peronius Nepech LaAchris Fetikva, she Yotze David Misham, as David Melech was born from Rus. The Amr Rabbi Yechon, as Rabbi Yechon stated, Loma Nikrishma Rus, and why was her name called Rus? She Yotze Mena David, because eventually David Melech was born from Rus, she Revol HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Shirus V'Shishpachais, and he eventually satiated HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the Shirus V'Shishpachais. And even though the Gemara Masechet Brachos states that the reason why she was called Rus is because Rus is gematria of 606, and eventually she had 606 mitzvahs which were added on to her Sheva mitzvahs b'nei Noach. However, the Gemara explained that based on that alone, then she could have been called Taru or any other version of the Lashon of Tes Reish and Vav or any other number that actually equals 606. But by the fact that David came out of her and it was Merav LaKadosh Baruch Hu v'Shiv v'Shishpachos, that's why she was called Rus. And similarly, based on our Gemara, then her name should not be Rus, but maybe her name should be something like Revo, and therefore we also need the other reason that her name was Rus based on the gematria of 606. As we know, Eiv received multiple brachos, and he did have hope at the end of his life. And how could the Gemara say that Rus had Peronius Dispe Achris, Masha Enkein Eiv? And Taisus explains, V'yishleima, the high Achris to Rus, Achris to Chol Yisrael, that the Achris of Rus is the Achris of all of Klal Yisrael. Masha Enkein, the Achris of Eiv, was a personal savior and a personal salvation. And Taisus then states, V'oid, and another teretz, the Ikkel Manda Oma, as we will see on Daf Tes Vav Amud Beis, there's a Manda Oma that holds the Lekofa Kadosh Baruch Hu Schari, that the only reason that Kadosh Baruch Hu doubled up the Schar of Eiv, El Tardim and Oilam, in order they shouldn't receive reward, the Oilam Abba, and therefore even these brachos of Eiv were really Peronius, and Eiv did not have any Achris. And Taisus knew, Maschal Manda Oma Eiv Bimei Moshe Haya, Taisus asked, Vim Taima Mai Kama, the Manda Oma, why the Gemara state, according to the Manda Oma that hold the Eiv Bimei Moshe, the High Tana Gufei Savad Bimei Moshe Haya, the Tani Sefer Moshe Kosov Sefer Eiv, the Maisa, as we will see in the next year, that this Manda Oma continues and tells us that Moshe wrote the Sefer of Eiv, and therefore we see that Eiv was Bimei Moshe, and Taisus answers, Vyesh Lema, that Katali Yoda Sefer de Brisa, that Ina Hanami, at this point, the Gemara did not know the Sefer of this Brisa, and I entice to do a mask of Prunu Soloma Schalinon, where Taisus bothered with the same question that we previously asked, and Taisus asked, Vim Taima, Venichtavi Miad Acharus, that since we stated that we can't start Ksuvim with Eiv, because Prunu Soloma Schalinon, however, then the order of Ksuvim should be Rus and then Eiv, and why does the order Rus and then Tehillim and then Eiv? Taisus answers, Vaimari, Mishum Shaachash Rus, Hoya Achash Yotzim Rana David, Shirivola Kosh Baruch Hu B'Shirus V'Shishpachos, that since we just learned that the Achris of Rus was that she had a grandchild like David, who was Miravel HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Shirus V'Shishbachos, L'Kach Kasav Akach Miyad Oisin Shirus V'Hu Akach Shalah, and therefore the order of Ksuvim was Rus and then Tehillim, which was written by David, which is the Akhris of Rus, and therefore it's a continuation of Rus. And according to the Manama that we will have on Daf Tezvav, and hold that Eiv lived when Ezra came back for Bayesheni, the Lachir Eiv should be listed last. And Tezvav brings from the read that the reason why we list the Eiv together with Tehillim and Mishlei is because they actually one Inyan and Ksuvim in Shira, and they're written like a Shira, Umikroyes Kesarim, and they have very short psukim, V'nigad Echad, and when reading Tehillim, Mishlei, and Eiv, they use one Nigan, the Meim Hoy Nigan, as they would say these Svarim with a specific Nigan, and these Svarim had the same Nigan. And Tais continues and points out that the reason why Eiv is not after Tehillim and Mishlei is because we wanted Mishlei to be next to the other two Svarim that Shlomo HaMelech wrote, which is, of course, Mishlei Kehelis and Shir Shirim. And finally, Tais brings down for Rabbeinu Tam, Mefarish, to Lechain Kosvo, Bahadi Tehillim, that the reason why we wrote Eiv, right at Tehillim, Mishum de Omel Kamon, David Kosvo Sifra, Alidea Sar Zakenim, that since David wrote Tehillim through 10 Zakenim, via Nami Nichtav Alidea Dal Zakenim, and Eiv was also written by 4 Zakenim, Saifu Belda, Belifas Velihu, Vahashtasi Shapish, like Kosvo Acha Mishlei, and therefore makes sense why it was written after Tehillim and not after Mishlei. And we will stop over here and add more Taisvesin and Rishonim a bit later.